Hey there, educator. If you are tired of working more than you actually live, if you want to leave school on time and feel better about it, then I have the perfect resource for you. It is my latest book. It is now available on Amazon. It comes for a limited time at a crazy introductory price and with a free workbook to help you get the most out of it. It is called Beat Teacher Burnout with Better Boundaries, The Secret to Thriving in Teaching Without Sacrificing Your Personal Life. Isn't that what we all want? It's not just for teachers, anybody in education. And the secret here is it's going to help you set boundaries in every area of your life, not just teaching. It comes with a proven framework. It comes with sample scripts. Everything. Did I mention it has an amazing workbook that comes with it for free right now? So go over to Amazon. You can either put in the name of the book, which is again, Beat Teacher Burnout with Better Boundaries, or you could put in my name, Grace Stevens, and that's Stevens with a V, S-T-E-V-E-N-S. Although I should tell you, there's another author on there with the same name who is all about the cupcakes. So that's not me. I am not a baker. She seems lovely. I get her email and all the time. But anyway, go check out the book. Tell your friends about it. It's the best thing you're going to do for yourself today. Beat Teacher Burnout with Better Boundaries. All right. See you on the inside. Okay, educator friends, welcome to this week's show. I'm going to make a big effort to try and not be so excitable when I talk, to slow down because I'm actually really fired up about something. I had a different podcast episode scheduled that I was going to record today. And then this one issue has come up with me coaching people three times in the last day and a half. And it's kind of, I think it's ramping up this time of year. And I want us to talk about it, become aware of it, make sure that we are not engaging in it because it's not helpful. It's about teachers not being supportive of each other in all kinds of ways, but the most kind of insidious, is that the way that maybe you're not aware of, but I see a lot of, is this idea of competitive misery. So we're going to dive into what is that, why is it harmful, and how can we be supportive of each other instead? And let me tell you that there are so many days in education that you feel everyone's against you, and we need to have each other's backs. We really do. We don't need to be besties with everybody we work with. We don't need to, you know, hang out with them outside of work, but in a professional capacity, my Lord, we need to have each other's backs. So what is competitive misery? We're going to get into it. I will see you on the inside.
Welcome to the Balance Your Teacher Life podcast, where we talk all things avoiding educator burnout, setting healthy boundaries, and achieving better work-life balance. If you're passionate about education, but tired of it consuming your whole life, you have found your home in the podcast universe. I'm your host, Grace Stevens, and let's get going with today's show.
Okay, so we're going to start with this, and I think I've mentioned it elsewhere before. I can't remember in which episode, but I was having a discussion. Actually, I was being interviewed yesterday by somebody, and they asked me what is one of the biggest, most positive changes I have taken towards authentic self-care, which I laughed because I said, gosh, I just recorded an episode on that. And if I'm being completely honest, one of the best things I ever did for myself was step away from social media for a pretty significant amount of time. And something that I had really actually enjoyed was being on TikTok. And I've never been really, barely have an Instagram. My daughter started it for me, I'll be honest. But TikTok, there were so many passionate teachers on there, and I really found it enjoyable until I didn't. And I realized that there were these two factions, okay? There was teacher quit talk, And then there was all the teachers who were, you know, all the reasons they're leaving teaching, of which there are many and which are all valid and which we should never shame people for leaving teaching if they want to. Okay, there is no point adding guilt to that mix and that stress on a very personal decision that people need to make. Okay, so there's teacher quit talk. And then there's like what I want to call the other side, the other side of TikTok, which was, you know, hashtag teacher life, which was everybody who was all about teaching, teacher style box, you know, teacher drink of the week, you know, being ultra competitive about their classrooms and all those things, which is also very valid, wonderful. You know, if you're into hashtag, you know, teacher life, everything about your life is teaching, and that's awesome. I might encourage you to go back and listen to one of my episodes that I did record on the dangers of that, how identifying 100% your worth with your work is not particularly healthy. But regardless, I had stepped away from social media because of that. And what really kind of bugged me about that was I felt there wasn't a lot of support, right? I felt like it was one side or another. And I feel regardless, teachers should support each other. Okay, it's hard enough that we have to, you know, feel like we're battling with everybody. We shouldn't have to battle with each other. Whatever choices teachers are making for themselves, their own mental health, their own physical health, their financial health, we should be, you know, supportive of that. You don't really know what anybody else's life looks like. And two things can coexist, right? I talk about that a lot. You can love teaching and be frustrated at student behavior, right? You can love teaching and be exhausted and get the Sunday night blues and not want to show up in the morning and be literally counting down the hours, the periods until summer break. Okay, so nothing is ever black or white, one or the other. Feelings coexist. Okay, so that's point number one. But this other thing that I really want to talk about that has come up a couple of times above and beyond this, you know, you're one camp or you're the other, is this idea of competitive misery. Now, what is that? That is this kind of, it's not just in education. Like I first came across it when I used to write about relationships. And I used to, you know, write about how if you're keeping your marriage on a spreadsheet, parents, you know what I mean. You are counting how many times your husband went out with his golf buddies compared to how many times you went out with your girlfriends. You know, who had how much free time? Who got less sleep? Who has the more stressful job? Who has contributed more financially or spent more financially? Or who's done more chores, right? You got this kind of mental spreadsheet where you think there's some kind of inequity. Now, the thing with if there's a spreadsheet, you know, somebody is winning and somebody is losing. And in a relationship, I always say if one of you is winning, you're both losing. It's a partnership, okay? But I see that we do this with our teacher friends or our teacher colleagues all the time. It's this kind of one-upmanship. And here's what it might look like is you run into somebody and they're like, oh my gosh, and I'm so stressed. And you know, you won't believe what this kid did today. And then instead of listening and validating, I teach a strategy called validate and bounce. And I can talk about it in a minute if you hold on why I teach that. But you know, suddenly you're like, oh, well, that's nothing. In my class, I have this. Right. And so what I've been seeing on social media is the same thing. I had belonged to a couple of forums to give support for teachers and also for admins. And I would see somebody ask a question and then all of a sudden, oh, well, you're just a PE teacher or this teacher or that teacher. Like, and it's this big thing about I have way more students than you and I have, you know, way less prep periods than you and I have way more report cards to do than you. Like, really just being competitive about it. So here's the issues about that, right? First off, you're kind of normalizing excessive stress and burnout, right? When you're constantly dismissing or minimalizing each other's struggles, you're not really helping the situation. It's really this kind of toxic culture of competitive misery. Who has it worse? And I feel like on some kind of subliminal kind of level, it perpetuates all of these unrealistic expectations and kind of normalizes unsustainable workloads. Like if somebody said to me, oh my gosh, I can't believe I had to write, 200 report cards last night. You know, instead of saying, well, I had to, I teach lower grades and, we don't just can't get our grades out of the computer. We got to, write something, right? Instead of saying, oh my word, that's ridiculous. I'm so sorry you had to do that, right? Instead of validating people, we're just piling on. And in this kind of really not healthy way, it kind of makes that normal, right? Secondly, on a purely human level, that's like a complete lack of empathy and emotional support, right? Everybody's feelings are valid. I had this conversation with somebody today who was very upset about something. And then they said to me, oh my gosh, well, I feel really bad about telling you this because, you've had this, big thing in your life that you've been dealing with. And I had to look at her and just hold her hand and say, my God, everybody's trauma is valid. It's not a competition. My life is worse than yours right now. Like if you're upset about something, you're upset about something. Okay. And that is 100% valid. Everybody's situation is unique. Everybody's going through different things. Their capacity to deal with things, everybody's is at a different level, right? Depending how burnt out, how exhausted, how filled up their bucket is, right? So being dismissive with other people really helps or kind of hinders them from feeling heard and understood. And that really leads to burnout and low morale. Okay, so that's number two. Like you're just being a crappy human. I'm just going to say it. Number three is we're really missing out on opportunities for collective advocacy, right? When we're infighting, right? We're not really, uniting for positive change. Okay, we should be uniting for positive change, right? We should, it's getting overshadowed by when we're engaging in this little, kind of one-upmanship. And it's perpetuating this cycle of struggle instead of addressing root causes. Okay, can you hear my voice is getting quicker? Is what I said I wasn't going to do because I'm getting the red chest. I'm getting kind of annoyed about it. So let me tell you about, of course, we should have a culture of empathy and active listening. We should listen to other teachers without judgment. We should validate each other's experiences, right? We should offer emotional support without just trying to problem solve. Okay. I know that. We know that, right? It's difficult. It's difficult. We're also overwhelmed. We're also busy. And here's where I'm going to talk about validate and bounce. There are people genuinely having a bad day. They need support. They need empathy. They need your time. There are people who genuinely have a bad attitude. Know the difference between somebody having a bad day and somebody having a bad attitude. And the person who's having a bad attitude, who always tracks you down and always complains about something and always has a problem for every solution, who wants to gossip and about other people or how ridiculous things are, or just basically what I call politely admiring the problem, basically means just complaining, bitching, okay? That's what they're doing. Okay, those people, yeah, those people can suck the life out of you. You know who they are. You engage with them. And when you, let's say I was just bouncing around, being my normal self, living my best teacher life. And, I run into this person and I get caught up with them for like 15 minutes. And when I walk away, I'm walking like Yoda, like I'm bent over and I'm like I've aged. Okay, so you know those people. That's when you validate and bounce. So what does that look like? You validate. Oh my gosh, that sounds hard. Oh God, that's terrible. I'm so sorry. And then you bounce. It means you find a polite way of getting out of the conversation. The worst thing to do is competitive misery. Because if you're like, oh, well, that's nothing. This happened. Now, I used to do that thinking that was empathetic. Thinking like, oh, I have the same problem. Like thinking that that would make people feel better. What it came across, though, was I was trying to one-up somebody. Okay. And worse than that is what I actually did was just prolong the conversation. Like, you want to get out of there. Okay. You don't want to, because then you're off to the races. Then, oh, and then this happened. Oh, yeah, that's nothing. And then this happened. And then blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? It's just prolonging the conversation. And it isn't coming across as empathy. It's coming across as, you know, the person's getting irritated that you're always trying to one-up them, or else you're just having this, you know, pity party about how awful everything is, which if the person's your teacher bestie, there is a time for venting. Okay, there is. But we're not talking about that situation. We're talking about the, you know, the campus negative Nelly or negative Ned. Okay, validate and bounce. What does it look like? Validate. Oh my gosh, that sounds hard. To them, it is. In their mind, they really are having it worse than everybody else. That sounds so hard. Hey, you know what? I got to be somewhere, but I hope your day gets better. Right? And you can be sincere about it. Oh, golly, that's a rough one. I'm sorry. Hey, you know what? I gotta bounce. But really, I'm thinking of you. I hope your day gets better. Validate and bounce. Don't participate in competitive misery for all the reasons I said, okay? I can't even remember them. I was all like, okay, the reasons were, right? Normalizing excessive stress and burnout, right? Lack of empathy and emotional support, like not being a good human. Number three, missing this opportunity for collective advocacy, okay? So validate and bounce, recognize that different people have different limitations on different days, as do we all. We are all human, right? Avoiding comparison, respect personal boundaries, right? And, you know, just be a good human, all right? So lead by example, by setting healthy boundaries. And if people seem upset about that, you know, one person I worked with said, oh my gosh, you know, these passive aggressive comments I get now that I'm setting healthy boundaries, you know, and leaving a reasonable hour, and somebody else on my team says, huh, must be nice. You know what? That's their problem, right? That is their problem. They are probably jealous. Like, how do you manage to get it together, right? You know, you don't need to be sarcastic and say, yeah, it is nice. But, you know, you can be plain and say, yeah, hey, thanks for recognizing that. I've been working really hard on keeping my promises to myself and my family to leave at a reasonable hour, right? I've been working on my boundaries. Thanks for recognizing that. Okay, have each other's back. Don't be all judgy of the person who leaves every day at the right time. You don't know what their life looks like. Maybe they're rushing home to take care of an aging parent, a sick child. You never know. You know, maybe their dog has a bladder function that only lasts 8 hours. If they're not right home at that time, the dog's going to pee on the carpet. You just don't know. And you know what? It's not your business, right? Stay in your lane. That's where I'm at. Okay. All right. So as you can tell, I was a little fired up about that. It seems to have come up again and again the last couple of days. So I did want to just make this quickie episode about it. You know, I know everybody just assume the best intentions, assume everybody is doing the best they can with the skills they have, with the situation in which they find themselves. If you can extend that grace to people, life gets easier. And I do believe that's why we're all here. We want our lives to be easier, more joyful. So thank you for tuning in. If you think that somebody else that you know, another colleague, an admin, somebody could benefit from this type of information, please share the podcast with them. And here's something beautiful you can do. You can help teachers you've never even met. And if you help other teachers, guess what? You're also impacting their students. It's a beautiful thing. Okay. And how can you do that? You can let Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you're listening to this, know that this is valuable content and they should be sharing it, right? It's like it's a big secret. The easy way to do that is just scroll on your app. Every app is different. Just make it easy for yourself. Smash the bell, the notifications bell, or the 5 stars, or whatever. And know that, you know, it's kind of a weird way to spend my day, is talking to myself into a mic in a room and then throwing it out to the universe and hoping it lands somewhere. So any tiny bit of feedback that you give me as far as likes or a comment or a review is so treasured and appreciated by me. And I really mean that. So if you have a moment to do that, I would really appreciate it. But in the meantime, I want to tell you, have each other's backs, friends. And I'm proud of you for showing up and trying to create a better experience for yourself. And I believe in your power to create your own path and bring your own sunshine. Talk to you next time. Okay, teacher friend, I have something special for you. It is a free copy of my best-selling Positive Mindset Habit Journal for Teachers. This is a six-week version of the Best Love Journal. It is a PDF download. It helps you practice flexing your happy muscle with scientifically validated little habits geared towards the teaching day. You put it on your desk, you spend 5 minutes working on it before you go home. It is transformational, I promise you. To get it, go to gracestevens.com/journal. Come on, how easy is that? Grace Stevens, Stevens with a V, stevens.com/journal. You can get the 6 week version right now for free. My gift for you. It is well used, well loved by so many teachers, and I'm so happy to gift it to you. So go grab it right now. And even better than that, go tell a friend, share this episode with a friend, tell them to go get their own version of the journal, have an accountability buddy. That's when the magic will happen.
As a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network, better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at teachbetter.com/podcasts, and we'll see you at the next episode.